Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning. This Sunday is called In Albis, in white. In accordance with an old tradition, on this day, those who had been baptized on the Easter Vigil were still wearing their white garment, the symbol of the light which the Lord gave them in baptism. Later, they would take off the white garment, but would have to introduce into their daily lives the new brightness given to them. This Sunday is also known as the Divine Mercy Sunday. Today we are reminded, especially through the message of Saint Faustina Kowalska, that God is love and mercy itself. I still remember something that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI said 10 years ago on this Sunday in 2007. I've never forgotten those words. Speaking about today's gospel, he made this remark: the Lord took his wounds with him to eternity. A wounded God. He let himself be injured through his love for us. His wounds are a sign for us that he understands and allows himself to be wounded out of love for us. Time and again, he allows himself to be wounded for our sake. What certainty of his mercy. What consolation do his wounds mean for us? And what a duty they are for us. The duty to allow ourselves in turn to be wounded for him. God's mercy accompanies us daily. Today I'd like to fix our gaze on these wounds of Jesus, because the whole secret of our Christian lives depends on them. A striking feature about this gospel scene is that the risen Christ retained the scars of the passion on his body. It's quite extraordinary. Jesus had a transformed, exalted, glorious body that could pass through the doors, yet he kept the scars. Christ could have miraculously erased those scars after his resurrection, but chose not to. They were his personal signature. We can often recognize someone who has changed dramatically over the years by certain marks and scars. It was only when the apostles saw the scars in his hands and side, that they realized that this was the Jesus of Nazareth they knew. That's why Saint Thomas wanted to see the scars. Whenever we see a scar on our knee, finger, or chest, we remember how it got there. Some came intentionally through surgery, and others through violence. Some of those scars are on the outside, while others are on the inside. But each one has a story. The scars of Jesus have also a story. They speak about his love for you. They are the evidence, Paul words us. They also help us keep his passion and death joined with his resurrection. It can be spiritually distorting to separate them. If we emphasize the sufferings of Jesus, it is important to remember that those sufferings led to his resurrection. If we reflect on the resurrection of Jesus, we need to remember that the avenue to new life was through a crucifixion and death. The passion, death, and resurrection are all linked. It's what we call Paschal mystery. The scars of Jesus are also a promise. The risen Lord showed them his scars and still has them to show us that through him we can have healing and spiritual victory. Jesus knows the stories behind all your wounds, the ones on the outside and the ones on the inside. We, as disciples of Christ, do not have immunity to wounds. People slander us as they do others. People harm us as they do others. People oppose us as they do others. People deceive us as they do everyone else. The scars of Jesus should give us confidence that real victory comes from doing the will of God. The scars of the risen Christ give us a strength that comes from knowing we are on the side of the risen and victorious Christ. None of the circumstances outside that locked room in today's gospel reading changed after the apostles received the peace that Jesus offered them. They still had to face the same situation they had before he entered the locked room. They still had to face the authorities. They still had to risk going out into the streets. They still had to face the crowds who crucified Jesus. They still had to face trials and troubles as we do. The change occurred inside the room, and inside them. Christ gave them strength and peace, which they could not generate on their own. When we open whatever wounds we have to the healing power of Christ's grace, they can become places of strength. That will be true of the church as well as of our lives. The scars of Jesus give us hope, strength, and confidence that through him our wounds can heal and even become places of new strength and grace for ourselves and for others. So let's trust in such a merciful God. Let's touch his wounds, which remind us how dear we are to him. And today, more than ever, let's ask God to have mercy on us and on the whole world. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.